there's certainly going to be decisions that are going to be delayed. Companies are may not wanting to hire just yet because they want to see how everything eventually plays out in regards to their specific industry. So the college grad is faced with a lot of decisions that are not going to be made. They may have parents that are themselves saying, maybe I don't want to jump into a work setting right now due to what's going on. And that's perfectly okay. This might be the best couple months or several months of your career. And I want to set that up today to make it a positive and not a negative because of the way things are today.
Interesting. Everyone, this is Joe McKenzie with me this weekend on New Beginnings, our co-host. And we're talking about job search strategies for the 2020 college graduate. I know that some of these students are seeing this as a wide-eyed opportunity because COVID-19 presents a lot of opportunities. And so how does a recent college graduate compete against someone who has a few more years of experience in today's job market, who maybe even just last year they got into the market before all of this started impacting not only our communities, but the world?
Well, it's very possible that you know, during your college career or even just this very end of it, you were a part of some discussions on, you know, where to go in that specific industry that you're going in versus someone that's working in it. I would never underestimate the power of having those conversations or that clarity on next steps. So you can compete. And a year ago, I'd talk about how do you compete with someone, you know, that's already had experience. Well, you might have a new way or new technology or some new information that you've gained at the college level that you can bring to that company, that your cognitive diversity on how you approach problem solving and that critical thinking may exactly be needed by a company. And so sometimes we equate lack of experience with lesser value. When I bring teams together, I like bringing multi-generational teams together because of the diversity of thinkers that I have, diversity of experience that I have. So for new college grads, take this as an opportunity to really be in tune with what's going on and be, you might be more flexible in your just, you know, your way of approaching your career. Maybe you can provide that to a new company or a company that's needing someone. So don't think of your lack of experience as that. Think of it as a positive that you might be more prepared than many people that got going here in the last year.
Those are some sound words of encouragement, Joe McKenzie. And what are some of the overlooked aspects of today's job search that a college student might benefit from because they've got that specialized knowledge?
Well, this can be something too that I want to preface it by saying if companies are not hiring right now, but you are still working somewhere or the ability to work some your college job, keep working at that job. That real experience, that leadership, that those internships that you may still have opportunities for, volunteering, that leadership development opportunities, certainly continue. And it may look completely different than it did 6 months ago. But at the end of the day, if you are sitting in front of an employer and you just simply say, well, this is my first job interview or I'm just out of college, you're underselling yourself, because that leadership opportunities that you developed, you know, through a part-time job or volunteering or some kind of real work experience is often overlooked from a college graduate's perspective. They may just rely completely only on their degree work, but employers are looking what's in it for them. They want to make sure they know someone can hit the ground running. Can they be productive? Can they make sure that they complete projects? Can they take a leadership role on this project? So some of those things that I just mentioned here can certainly make you stand out, make your son or daughter or your niece or nephew stand out in the interviewing process. And it complements your degree work. But the fact is, if you can cite some real-world examples of how you led a team, either volunteering or that unpaid work experience, or as a manager or or a lead somewhere, you have to cite those, even though they may not be completely relevant to that job. Mm-hmm. By citing them, when I was in college, coming out of college, I was coaching a high level varsity soccer program in the Twin Cities, and I forgot to cite that leadership role that I took. I kick myself now going, I led a team to a successful season because of my leadership. Well, because I didn't do that, people didn't see me as a leader. Hmm. And here I was, 21 years old, helping a very prestigious soccer program in the North Metro on a varsity level, and I didn't even cite that. So when I bring this up, it's because I overlooked it, because I didn't have someone say, why didn't you cite your soccer coaching experience or your leadership working through college and leading a team? We have to. That's what employers are looking for, along with obviously the technical skills that you gained in your degree work.
It's interesting. And it sounds like maybe, would you think that a coach might help this college graduate to really come to grips and realize what true attributes they have?
Absolutely. I worked with a young mechanical engineer who did not have the opportunity to have an internship. And what we did was we carefully drew out his role on a senior project that he worked with five other individuals. And we used that STAR method, you know, to get him very comfortable in that setting, because he did not have an internship. He was competing against others that had internships. And guess what? Come to find out, his senior project, he took the lead on in a leadership role and in his support role. And working with him for over a course of a couple months, he is now in his third year as a mechanical engineer. And we worked with what we had. And one of the things that what I want to do, and you mentioned this earlier, I want to draw the greatness out of people. It's already there. It's just a matter of drawing it out of them and getting them comfortable talking about it. And so that's a perfect example how someone's senior project was an outstanding accomplishment for him. Mm-hmm. But he didn't realize that. He thought it was a negative because he didn't have an internship.
Very interesting. I know a lot of kids really are downloading themselves if they don't have the perfect internship experience. And quickly, Joby, how can parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles of these new college graduates be an invaluable resource to them? Or can they be?
Absolutely, they can. Don't find them the job. Teach them how to construct a productive job search, because a job search is filled with, you know, failure and trying better. And teach them how to find a job search. Teach them how to network. Teach them how to write thank you notes. Teach them how to, you know, set themselves up for the next 40 years. And, you know, because people will need to change jobs eventually. So, you know, let them fail. Let them learn about themselves and overcoming adversity. But don't just find them a job, but teach them how a job is found, and teach them how to find jobs that they will thrive in, and they'll be off and running.
Fine words and great encouragement, Joe. You do some fine work at Ripple Connects. I know that firsthand.
Yes, we do, Freddie Bell. We turn candidates into contenders.
And this is New Beginnings.
RippleConnects.com, connecting you to your better future. Hi, I'm Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects and trainer of Ripple Effect Networking. Establishing and maintaining a strong professional network is critical to you and your organization's success. My techniques will help you stand out so you can create new sales opportunities, develop and sustain meaningful connections, grow your franchise or small business. If you want to schedule Joe McKenzie to speak to your organization, email me, joe.mckenzie@rippleconnects.com. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Sister Spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Are you wondering what's going on with our real estate market right now? Then why not become a house geek? Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and host of the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here with your Market Minute. 4.86 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the median sale price range, and this is a key indicator of current demand in our marketplace. The median sale price is up by 8% over the same time last year, which is at about $297,000. The 30-year conventional interest rate is at around 3.33%. This is historically low and is virtually unchanged over last week. So what does this mean for sellers? Showing activity is slower than it was last year at the same time. However, due to the low inventory of homes for sale, activity is still showing it is a seller's market. For buyers, you are able to schedule showings with your realtor if you are taking proper precautions. Are you thinking about making a move? Then remember, you can check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. Now it's time to take a look at your health on New Beginnings. The chances of developing cardiovascular disease are 19% greater for women who consume one or more sugary drinks a day than for those who rarely or never consume these drinks, that according to a new research published in the Journal of the American Heart Association. Sugary beverages tracked in the study included sweetened fruit drinks, sports and energy drinks, regular soft drinks, sweetened waters and teas, as well as coffee with added sugar. An 8-ounce drink was considered a daily serving, and then based on 20 years of data of 106,178 women, the researchers found the chances of developing cardiovascular disease varied by the beverage type. For example, the risk was 42% greater for those who drank one or more sugar-added fruit drinks daily, and 23% greater for daily soda drinkers than it was for those who steered clear of any sugary drinks. Overall, the likelihood of needing a procedure such as an angioplasty to open clogged arteries was 26% greater among women who drank one or more sugary drinks daily, and they were 21% more likely to have a stroke. Wow, that's terrible news. Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death in the United States, with some dying from it every 37 seconds. That according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We're talking about your health this weekend on New Beginnings. There's also a new study in the Annals of Internal Medicine, and it finds that acupuncture may be beneficial to some people who have indigestion. I know I have it from time to time. Chinese researchers tested acupuncture for postprandial distress syndrome, or it's called PDS. That's a chronic indigestion characterized by an unpleasant sense of fullness after eating and sometimes pain and burning in the throat and stomach. The study, as I mentioned in the Annals of Internal Medicine, found that after receiving acupuncture three times a week for 4 weeks, 83% had some benefits compared with 52% of the controls. In the treatment group, 28% achieved elimination of post-meal fullness, bloating, and early satiations compared with 17% of those who received the placebo. And also, as we continue talking about your health this weekend, consuming just a half a tablespoon of olive oil a day is being linked to a significant reduction in the risk for cardiovascular disease, that according to researchers. Studies in Mediterranean countries have found benefits of olive oil consumption, but this study in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology is the first to evaluate the association in Americans. The scientists used data on over 61,000 women and over 31,000 men and followed them for 24 years. They found that compared with people who used no olive oil, those who consumed at least a teaspoon and a half a day had a 14% lower risk for cardiovascular disease and an 18% lower risk for coronary heart disease. The lead researcher says that the key here is that multiple substituted olive oil for unhealthy alternatives like animal fats and margarine is beneficial. It's not just adding the olive oil, according to the researchers, but consuming olive oil instead of the harmful fats. You're listening to New Beginnings this weekend. I am Freddie Bell, and now let's turn our attention to talking about your money and your financial health. In a financial crisis like the one caused by coronavirus, some consumers may turn to credit cards offering no percentage introductory APRs to help them to get through to the other side. According to Kimberly Palmer, who is a writer at NerdWallet, she says it's a solid choice primarily available to people with good credit, FICO scores of 690 or higher. A 0% introductory annual percentage rate card allows you to charge expenses such as groceries and other essentials on your card and then pay them off perhaps months later without interest, she says. But zero interest introductory offers can be more complicated than they seem at first glance. In general, the debt needs to be paid off by a certain date, and you will still have to make minimum payments to maintain the terms of the offer. Palmer says failing to do so can lead to much higher interest rates. And here's why you can't just forget about your credit card debt on a zero entry annual percentage rate credit card. Palmer says when credit cards offer 0% entry APR periods, they typically last from 12 to 18 months, starting from the time you first get the card. That means that as soon as that period is over, the APR goes up to its regular ongoing rate. So she says it's important to be sure to pay off the balance before the offer expires or interest could start accruing very quickly. During the 0% introductory APR period, you must make each month's minimum payment on time. Otherwise, she says, you can trigger a higher APR on your account and lose the 0% introductory offer entirely. Palmer says some cards offer a zero introductory offer just on purchases. Others feature the promotion on balance transfers only. And while both kinds of offers can be useful, she says, you want to be sure you know which one you have so you can leverage the benefits to your advantage. If the 0% APR intro offer is for purchases, then the card is well suited to help you buy essentials like food during a crisis. If the offer is for balance transfers, then the card is best geared toward helping you pay off existing debt. And Palmer says while you certainly can find cards offering a 0% introductory offer on both purchases and balance transfers, you'll still have to keep track of your transactions and payments and when the promotion ends. Some store cards come with something called a deferred interest offer on purchases. She says that means just that. Interest is being deferred or set aside but not waived as it would be with a true 0% introductory APR offer. During the deferred interest promotional period, interest is still being calculated. If you pay off the balance in full, she says, before the offer expires, then you're off the hook. But if you still have a balance on the card, even a small one, when the promotion ends, you still have to pay all the interest that is accrued in the background during that period, retroactive to the date of the purchase. Kimberly Palmer is a writer at NerdWallet, and you can find her at kpalmer@nerdwallet.com. And now let's move even further into your wallet, if you will. Even before the coronavirus imprisoned a lot of us in our homes, we were becoming a less mobile country. According to the research, 1 in 10 Americans moved between 2018 and 2019, barely more than half the mobility rate in the mid-1980s. For those of us who have moved too many times over the years, staying put seems like a good thing. It isn't, though, at least for the economy. According to Neil Templin of Rate.com, while most short moves are spurred by housing or family reasons, half of long-distance moves are for jobs, according to a new research brief from Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. Templin writes that in 1990, 3.5% of Americans made interstate moves each year. Today, that number is around 1.5%, and that is worrisome, he says. Economists say that high migration rates allow labor markets to have flexibility and adaptability, and that low migration rates can lead to stagnation and income divergence between places. That according to Riordan Frost, the author of the Harvard Research Brief. Some believe that declining mobility contributes to growing income inequality. In his 2012 book, The New Geography of Jobs, economist Enrico Moretti writes that the United States was segregating with highly educated workers in high-income, high-cost areas and less educated workers in low-income, low-cost areas. It wasn't always so. America was a country built by people willing to move. In 1948, for example, the country's mobility rate, or number of Americans who moved each year, was 20%. That according to the Harvard Research Brief. As recently as the mid-1980s, it hovered around 18%. Neil Templin goes on to say it's been declining ever since. From 2018 to 2019, the most recent data available, the mobility rate was around 10%. Many factors have made us less willing to move, Templin says. People tend to move less as they age, and America's becoming an older country. This information coming from Neil Templin, who is a great writer at Rate.com. And you're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and our program continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
Now, more than ever, we are being faced daily with the topic of human mortality. And for many people, estate planning has been top of mind. Getting your estate planning done now can be easy and cost-effective. Schroman Law offers virtual options for initial consultations so that new clients can safely initiate the process. With many facing uncertain financial situations, Schroman Law also offers affordable fees for legal documents. Learn more at schromanlaw.com. That's schromenlaw.com.
Even though these are challenging times, All Energy Solar is still committed to providing you a cost-effective, environmentally friendly energy system through their zero-contact protocol. Solar remains a great value and long-term investment, but some of the incentive programs will be expiring soon. All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process. They can evaluate your property by phone or webinar, and can even complete preliminary design work without visiting your home. So start saving on your energy bill today and visit allenergysolar.com.
AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Sunshine and 68 on Saturday, dropping down to 48 and remaining clear through Saturday night.
Make the most of your time at home with a new gas pellet or charcoal grill from Warner's Stellion. Buy online, by phone, or in store. Plus, enjoy free assembly, contact-free delivery, and free haul away. Grill buying is safe and easy with the specialists at Warner's Stellion.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Thank you for getting up with us this morning and listening to New Beginnings. And with us now is Jay Hapala. He is the Associate State Director for Community Engagement with AARP Twin Cities. And Jay, welcome. And before we get too much further into this, how can we reach you for more information? Is there a website, telephone number, or email address?
Yeah, AARP's Fraud Watch Network is a program where people can learn about scams and identity theft online. It is aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. And the phone number is 877-908-3360.
All right. As we know, at this particular time, there is no vaccine, there's no treatment or cure for COVID-19. However, scammers are using this as a way to lure people in.
Yeah, there is no treatment or cure, and any testing will be coming to people through their healthcare providers, not through any emails or direct-to-consumer type deals. But that doesn't stop the scammers from making up stories to try to trick people into sending money, providing their personal information, or even downloading computer viruses onto their devices.
Wow. Everyone, we're talking about scams this weekend with AARP Twin Cities. And what about these individuals who are asking for donations to maybe supply or replenish a food shelf or to care for homeless people? Should the red flag go up? Should the antenna go up when we see these kinds of things or get that type of phone call?
Yes, the scammers are doing what they always have done, and they use disasters, they use crisis, they use current events to victimize people. And it's a real shame that when there are so many Americans who need real help and there are so many charities that need donations, these scammers are giving themselves right in the middle of this terrible situation and creating fake emails, fake texts, fake letters in the mail that are soliciting donations to charities that are just fake. So it's really important for anyone who's capable and able to make a charitable donation that they verify the source of the request, or that they just choose for themselves where they're going to make a donation. And one website to do that would be give.org.
Give.org. And what about emails that are claiming to come from the CDC itself, Jay Hapala?
Right. We all are paying attention to guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC.gov. Imposters could certainly make up an email address that looks like it's coming from the CDC.gov. One just important way to verify government email addresses is that .gov at the end of the email address.
All right. So that's an easy way to do that. Everyone, Jay Hapala with us this weekend on New Beginnings. So if you were to give a prescription, so to speak, we're talking about COVID-19, what would be the top 2 to 3 things that you would recommend to your members and our listeners about protecting themselves against scams this weekend?
Right. I would say it's just time to be thoughtful and to slow down. So A lot of scam victims get wrapped up in emotion. And that's what the scammers are trying to do to us, is get us emotional. So anytime, the biggest red flag for me is that if I started to feel excited, if I started to feel fearful, if I started to feel joyful about making a financial transaction, I would take a step back and realize now's not the time to send money. when I'm feeling emotional. And then verify the sources of requests for information and money. There's a variety of ways to do that. But I'll end by saying it's a good time to be able to reach out to the people you trust, your family members, your friends and loved ones that you trust, and talk to them about your financial decisions that we're making. We're so isolated right now with our stay-at-home order that it takes some extra effort to reach out, have some contact, and talk about financial decisions before you might make a mistake.
Some great words and great advice coming from Jay Hapala, the Associate State Director of Community Engagement for AARP Twin Cities. And this is New Beginnings.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
With me now is the center coordinator, the esteemed center coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center in Minneapolis at 1015 4th Avenue North. Here's our telephone number, 612-344-2221. We look to the right and say hello to Kitty Harris. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Freddie. I am well. How are you?
Unbelievable. It's exciting to see that the state is trying to shift a little bit in our approach to just everyday living. And you're experiencing an advanced normal at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
Absolutely. We are on track with trying to make sure, like you said, to how we can function in this new advanced normal and make sure that we continue to provide the services for the community at that same level that we were prior to COVID-19. So there have been some increased cleaning procedures, of course, for us as everyone else around the world. But I think the biggest impact for us is how do we effectively still have community programs and events at a senior center where engagement is at the core of everything that we do. And when you're talking about seniors and preventing social isolation, how do you go about doing that? So we have had some very interesting things that we have taken on here. But, you know, one of the funniest things is I told one of my colleagues is we went back to the basics, and that is the phone. A lot of people we're so inundated. I know, right? We're so inundated with technology, and we teach seniors classes on how to use apps and connect with the world. But when COVID-19 came, we had to go back to the basics and phone. And so what we have done is we have staff who are on a weekly basis picking up the phone, calling the users of the center, those who have come here for free massages, those who have come here for bingo, those YMCA members. And we're just calling to say, hey, how are you? Is there anything that you need? Is there a resource that we connect you with? Is there anything, you know, just checking on people and letting them know. The second thing, which is, again, another basic, is the mail. My goodness, the post office is booming with so many people needing to go back to where we're not doing the emails anymore. We're writing letters and communicating with people via mail and saying, what are your needs? There's drop boxes where people can put things in to let us know what their needs are. So it's definitely, you know, as we're calling it, our new advanced normal way of operating. It definitely shows you about that life cycle where everything comes full circle, and technology has now taken a back seat to us coming out of this pandemic.
What is the biggest surprise that you found? As I know it's just really recent, but what's the biggest surprise that you found about yourself as a center coordinator as you interact with your collaborative partners and also the people who are directly impacted by the services from Cora McCorvey?
One of the things for me that really was an aha moment early on was that, you know, as a person working here, you do your job because it is your job and it's your day to day. But really understanding how the center is, a lot of the people we serve it is their second family. And when they're here Monday through Friday, whether they're going to a program at Open Circle or they're going to therapy or going to the clinic or just working out at the Y, it becomes a part of their structure. And so when you're dealing with seniors where this is their foundation, having this close so abruptly makes a shift in their life. And so as a service provider for the community, you have to be able to pivot and see what the needs of your community is. And so for me, it was just being able to have the resources that we had to quickly respond to the needs. And so that the free food opportunities that we have here or any of those other free services, that they didn't lose access to those things. We just had to change the way that we were able to provide them. But then also having a level of reassurance that this is where we are right now, but this won't be always. And what can I do to help you sustain so that when we do come back together, we come back healthy, happy, and whole so that we can make sure we're taking care of them so that there are no severe declines.
Wonderful. How can we reach out to you to get more information about the wonderful service from the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center?
612-344-2221. We're still checking those lines. HPSSC at MPLSPHA.org. And if people want more information about any of our wonderful collaborative partners, online at HeritageParkCampus.org.
And you're listening to New Beginnings.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
And we're so fortunate to have with us this weekend, as we turn our attention to the fine work of this individual, Steve Heckler. He is the founder and executive director and CEO of Twin Cities Jazz Festival. They've entertained people for years in the Twin Cities. Good morning, Steve, and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad you're with us this morning. So tell us about, you're doing something a little different with the Twin Cities Jazz Festival, and I find it so interesting. How are you doing it this time, or how are you doing it now that our listeners would find interesting?
Well, I think everyone's doing things different right about now, you know? Mm-hmm. I think we had to come up with a plan here. As you know, we canceled the Twin Cities Jazz Festival this year, and we started realizing that many of our artists out there, many of our folks that make a living doing art, we're having trouble. I mean, they were, we've heard one was selling a guitar just to eat and pay rent. And we realized we had to step in and do something. So we started exploring, what can we do? What's available? What's out there? And we looked at a lot of the artists that were doing virtual things and able to stream. So we created Jazz Fest Live. It's every Thursday night. And it's on a crowdcast platform. You can access it through our website. But really, it's about supporting the arts and the artists out there.
Wow. Just wondering, so how do you access Twin Cities Live every Thursday evening?
Yeah, so TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com. And there's just a little, there's a box there, Twin Cities, Jazz Fest Live. And you click on that. And it also archives some of the old performances we did. And keep in mind, this is a learning curve. If you're thinking of converting, you're doing something much different than you've been doing. Mm-hmm. Like if you're used to doing something that brings 20, 30,000 people together to a live stage, coming onto a little platform that is on a computer and streaming, this was a learning curve. You don't have a whole lot of time to plan for this and to do it, what you call correctly. And, you know, there's no strategic planning of any sort that happened here, Freddie. It just, you just went ahead and did it. And as we're learning as we go, and what it is it's free. It's free to folks. And it's actually a live show. So I don't know about you, but I really miss going to live shows right about now. And that's what we were trying to create. We were trying to create a live show so folks can watch live music again.
Interesting. Everyone, we're talking with Steve Heckler, the founder and executive director and CEO of the Twin Cities Jazz Festival, and they're taking their concerts live virtually every Thursday evening. What time does it start? And I know that because of your association with AARP Twin Cities, you can go to their website, but what's the time and how long do these programs last?
Yeah, the programs last about an hour, a little longer than an hour each. And the cool thing about it is they're interactional. So you can type in questions to the artists. You're actually there. The artist is watching you type questions in, and we read the questions right to them. So it's kind of fun.
So what's the best part of doing this virtually that you found since you've been doing these, Steve?
Just being able to do something. I mean, being able to be creative in these times. And I think that's how everyone needs to be. Just you can't do things as we were doing. And you can't, we have to be creative and find new ways to do things. So this, the Jazz Fest Live came out of, just came out of just discussions, just what can we do? And we just did it. Again, as I said earlier, we didn't have a whole lot of time to plan this and to work it out and to do that. We just went ahead, did it, and we're learning it. It's like throwing a bunch of balls in there and seeing what happens, you know? Oh. And, it just took off.
How can we get more information about Twin Cities Jazz Live on Thursday evenings? Where do we go?
Well, many places. TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com is one place to do it. We have Facebook pages. The ARP, AARP, Minnesota, has links to it as well. You know, that's how we're going to get through these times. We're going to get through these times by being supportive and enjoying each other's company and enjoying the arts, right?
We'll get it done together. That's Steve Heckler, the founder, executive director, and CEO of Twin Cities Jazz Live, offering you free concerts every Thursday. And this is New Beginnings.
Taking prescription medication should not be a scary task. The staff at St. Paul Corner Drug makes certain you know everything about your prescription medication before you leave the pharmacy. Knowing what to expect and when and how to take your prescriptions gives you the confidence to safely take your medication and maintain good health. Should additional questions arise, we are here to help sort things out. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be, at stpaulcornerdrug.com.
Hey, it's Brett from FYI Politics, and I want to thank you for listening to AM 950. The advertisers you hear are what allows us to stay on the airwaves, and unfortunately, some of them are going to be going through some tough times with the coronavirus. So support our advertisers in any way you can, whether that's ordering takeout food from one of our Eat Local Minnesota restaurants, purchasing gift cards, or just contacting them and telling them thanks for supporting AM 950. Even the littlest thing you can do can go a long way. Find a full list of our advertisers at am950radio.com. And thanks for listening.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Today, I want us to look at the dramatic episodes in the life of Jacob. Jacob is the so-called third patriarch of the Hebrew people after his father Isaac and his grandfather Abraham. Abraham is considered to be the patriarch of Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Jacob's name, according to our metaphysical Bible dictionary, the name or its root meaning is supplanter. Supplanter. This can mean to take by deception, to steal, or it can also mean to replace one idea with another idea. And so we began with the birthright and blessing of the twin boys, Esau and Jacob. They were twins, but Esau was born first. And by that, in the tradition, he inherited the birthright and the blessing of his father and grandfather, Abraham. In other words, he was going to carry on the family tradition, as it were. Have you ever had a new idea or a new viewpoint that supplanted or replaced an older one. When you presented that new idea, was everyone happy? Or were some people suspicious or angry with your new way of doing things? Those who have worked in the process of recovery know what it is to make changes in one's life. Sometimes the community, the family, those that you were always surrounded by, don't always take too well to your new way of doing things. And so, in this story, the young men, Esau and Jacob, were two very different personalities. Esau was the firstborn. He was the earthy, strong, material-minded, physical individuality. Whereas Jacob was the quiet, mental, reflective, thoughtful individual. Rebecca, their mother, was especially fond of Jacob. And so she worked, in our story, to help Jacob, in effect, steal the birthright and blessing from his brother. Now, when we read that story on the surface, we think, well, Rebecca and her favorite son, Jacob, stealing the birthright. What was Esau's as the firstborn does not seem particularly desirable. It seemed to involve deceit and trickery on how they accomplished this. But if we read between the lines, we see what's happening. Jacob, with this new mental understanding of the world, took the place of, so to speak, his firstborn brother, who was only concerned in the material world. As a matter of fact, as the story goes, Esau came in from working hard in the fields, and he was hungry. And there was Jacob cooking up a flavorful, aromatic stew. Esau really wanted to feed his hunger. Everything was fixed on his material need. I'm hungry, I want to eat. And so Jacob was able to trick him to sell his birthright. He said, well, what do I need with that old tradition? I just want food for here and now. So they had an agreement, and for a bowl of stew, Esau gave up his birthright as the firstborn. The next scene in this little deceitful play is when Rebecca and Jacob trick the father, Isaac, who is now quite elderly and blind. They bring him food and tell him that Jacob is in reality his firstborn beloved son, Esau. And so they trick Isaac into conferring his everlasting blessing, not upon his first son, but upon his second son, Jacob. In other words, they trick Isaac into conferring this blessing that was so important, it could not be revoked. Well, if you can imagine, when the older brother came home and realized not only had he sold his birthright, but now his father had been tricked into giving the everlasting blessing, passing on tradition, as it were, to Jacob, Esau was furious. So Rebecca, being a good mother, concerned about her beloved Jacob, said, I think you better get out of town. And she sent him on a journey to her brother, Laban, and said, go stay with my brother for a while. So on this journey, Jacob stops near the place of Bethel. If we look in our metaphysical Bible dictionary, we'll discover that that root, Bethel, means house of God. He stopped there to sleep for the night. And during his sleep, he had a dream of a great ladder or even staircase. And on that staircase, going up and coming down, going up and coming down, were angels, which in their understanding were messengers of God. In unity, we say divine ideas or lasting principles. So Jacob saw this staircase with these angels flowing up and down. And we can interpret that when we really understand reality and our relationship with God, there is a consistent flow of true ideas, of principles of life that are constantly flowing between the invisible spiritual realm and here on earth. We're constantly being awakened to spiritual truth and fed or inspired by spiritual ideas.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
If you're ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. Visit RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. Go to RippleConnects.com.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.